Last year, the news was full of reports of toy recalls, from such perennial favorites as Barbie to Thomas the Tank Engine. Some contained lead paint, others had small parts that could be swallowed by young children. Well, since then, Congress has been busy trying to beef up the Consumer Product Safety Commission. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, the Senate is now considering a measure that would all but ban lead in toys and give the agency more money for testing and enforcement.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has fallen on tough times. It's half the size it used to be in the 70s. Since last month, it's even lacked a quorum, making it unable to order safety recalls or to penalize companies for failing to report hazardous products. Its ability to test toys became something of a joke after reports that the agency's few inspectors operated out of a cramped workshop with some very rudimentary techniques. One of the inspectors, a man who became known simply as Bob, and who has since retired, was remembered in today's debate by Democratic Senator Richard Durbin.
And what he did was draw this little line on the wall about 3 feet, and then he drew another one at about 6 feet, and he would take these toys out of their boxes and he'd drop them on the floor to see if they broke open. That was one of Bob's impact tests at his laboratory. I don't want to make light of Bob's contribution to safety in America, but I'll bet you that families across America thought that it was a little different process.
This week, the Senate is debating an overhaul of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The legislation would gradually double the agency's budget and sharply increase the amount companies could be fined for safety violations. State attorneys general would also get authority to enforce agency regulations, and it would create a database where information about injuries, illnesses, and deaths related to consumer products could be viewed. The House passed what's considered a more industry-friendly bill last fall. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says the measure he sponsored is more far-reaching.
I think you'll see less litigation. I think you'll see fewer recalls. And I think you'll see a happier consuming public. The trustworthiness will go up in the consumer's mind because they'll know that these products have either been third-party tested, they'll know they've been checked at the ports, they'll know that there are tougher standards in place. They'll know the CPSC is there watching over these products.
While the measure has bipartisan support in the Senate, there are some Republican opponents. They argue the bill will be a boon to trial lawyers and to labor unions because of a whistleblowing provision. South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint says the provision calling for a public database could also lead to abuses.
It would get worse than political campaigns of just smearing one company by a competitor. And we know what we did with our campaign finance, which was supposed to improve things, which has made it a lot worse. And I'm afraid the good intentions here are clearly going to cause problems. People can get online, smear a company, and we can't do it that way.
DeMint has the backing of manufacturers groups who are lined up against the bill. Consumer groups and some retailers, including Toys R Us, back the Senate measure, which after winning a test vote yesterday could win passage by the end of the week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.